Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Something to pass along to you. The National Weather Service issuing a fire weather watch. A fire weather watch will go into effect 10 a.m. Saturday until 8 p.m. Saturday for much of northern Illinois south of Interstate 90 with winds 20 to 30 miles per hour gusting up to 50.
Our top story this half hour, public school leaders in Chicago say pre-K and some special ed students will have the option to come back to class next month or continue remote learning. WBBM Steve Miller has more.
The CEO of Chicago Public Schools, Janice Jackson, says new data shows a big drop in enrollment this year, the biggest in two decades.
The fact that we see fewer kids enrolling is troubling, and we must respond to that in order to preserve the things that matter most to us here in the district.
And she says parents of pre-K students and special education students will now get the option of sending their children to in-person learning again.
Families who are not ready for their children to return to school will have a choice to remain at home and continue learning remotely. We will also continue to explore a phased-in approach for the other grade levels, hopefully beginning at the beginning of 2021.
Standing with CPS leaders, the city's health commissioner, Dr. Allison Arwady, who says she supports the phased-in plan. The Chicago Teachers Union calls it reckless. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Chicago's Inspector General says not one of the six Chicago police officers and a sergeant who were on the scene thought Superintendent Eddie Johnson was unfit to drive. Johnson was found asleep at the wheel of a city-owned SUV last year. The IG says Johnson had about 10 drinks before getting into the vehicle. The incident led Mayor Lightfoot to fire him.
A commissioner with the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District has come up with a novel way to remind people about the potential threat of Asian carp. She wants to get people to eat the fish. WBBM's Jim Goodis just talked to her.
Lisa Josina Morita says Asian carp are tasty and healthy, but many people are turned off by how they look before they're turned into food.
We need to help do our part by eating them, which helps alleviate some of the pressure. They're so dense. There's parts of the Illinois River where the Asian carp make up 90% of the biomass.
So Marita, who's also a member of the Great Lakes Commission, says Asian carp would devastate native species if they got into Lake Michigan. So she's hoping that more people will try and like Asian carp by giving away Asian carp burgers and tacos around Chicago and in Evanston over the next two weekends. You can find a restaurant where you can try a free Asian carp burger or taco at this website, AsianCarpChallenge.org. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
In 18 days, Illinois voters will decide on a constitutional amendment to change the state's flat income tax structure to a graduated one, where the wealthy pay more. And the two sides in the debate are clashing over what would come next.
Businessman Tony Duncan with the Coalition to Stop the Tax Hike Amendment says the danger in approving the graduated income tax in Illinois is that politicians who can't be trusted will raise taxes on the middle class as well as the rich.
They're able to now put people into different tax brackets so that they're no longer having to tax just the entire group, but to switch it up so that they can tax whatever group they want, whenever they want, as much as they want.
But Quentin Folks, director of Vote Yes for Fairness, says lawmakers already have the power to raise taxes.
Yeah, look, as somebody that manages political campaigns, I don't think a tax increase is ever easy for anyone, whether you're raising them on somebody that's making, you know, $100,000 or if you're raising them on somebody that makes $1 billion. It's never easy.
We'll look at both sides of the graduated income tax debate on our At Issue program this weekend, and you can hear more Sunday evening at 9:30. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
COVID-19 update for Illinois. There are 4,554 new confirmed cases, along with 38 deaths tied to the pandemic. Eight of the people who died of COVID-19 were in Cook County. The state's seven-day positivity rate stands at 5.1%. The positivity rate gives health officials an indication of how widespread the infection is in an area. The World Health Organization says a 5% or above positivity rate is considered very high.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.